Welcome to Talk at the Table with God Food Wine. My name is Amy. I am your host of Talk at the Table. I'm also the co-founder of God Food Wine with my friend Krista, a women's gathering in Sonoma County. God Food Wine is also a business. We host boutique food and wine experiences in Sonoma County and the surrounding San Francisco Bay Area. It's so good to have you here. I am so grateful to be with you today at Talk at the Table. So pull up a chair, pour yourself a glass of wine, enjoy some delicious bites, and allow yourself some you time as you join me around the table of God Food Wine. This episode is called Wait a Minute While I Overthink This. And the first time I saw the quote, Wait a Minute While I Overthink This, I was actually trying out for roller derby for the Resurrection Roller Girls team in Sonoma County. This was right before COVID. I was in my first week of boot camp, the roller derby boot camp, and I was surprised by how much I loved it and how well I was doing. And so I was really excited about it. And there was a member of the team who was training us. She was in front of me and my task was to keep up with her pace rolling around the rink. Well, I could see the back of her helmet as she was going much faster than me. And it said, wait a minute while I overthink this, like a bumper sticker for her helmet. So that was my aha moment that I sensed the Lord was speaking that to me, that I wanted to talk to him more about that. I wanted to talk to him about that quote because it resonated with me, overthinking things more than they need to be thought of. So that's what is on my heart today to share with you. So do y'all ever overthink everything, or is it just me? Oftentimes I find that when I'm talking to God and we're having conversations and he shares what's on his heart and the Holy Spirit is sharing with me things that I might be encouraged to act on or to pursue or to try, or something he's calling me to step out in, I will hear in my heart and my spirit, I'm hearing, there are times when my soul, which is my mind and emotions, can start overanalyzing and processing what I've heard from the Holy Spirit, which can sometimes lead me into a corner of like not being able to move at all. It's a fear or anxiety will overcome me. I can't do that, Lord, or I'm not feeling ready. But if God is saying that I'm ready, then I'm ready. He just wants to encourage me to step out and try. So I've learned to be aware of this, that when I start overthinking something that I know is coming from the Lord, always the overthinking is because I'm pretty much scared about it, or I get anxious about it. How's that going to work? What does that look like? And he'll just start speaking to me in that still, peaceful voice that speaks to us so lovingly. And the peace comes back because we live in His peace. You know, He says, peace I give to you, not as the world gives, but as I give. So as my soul, my mind and emotions and my body even tenses up, wants to kind of push that word back that I've heard in the spirit because of fear, I've learned to be aware of it and just breathe, take a lot of deep breaths, and just rest in my God and that peace, and just rest in that peace so that I can move forward in all that He has for me, so that I can live out of abundance. He says, you know, I have called you to live life to the full, to live it to the overflowing, the abundance. So I've learned that I can actually speak to my soul from my spirit, and I can say, soul, you know, my mind, my body, my emotions, be at peace. I'm releasing peace from my spirit to you right now. This is a word from the Holy Spirit that is calling me to do something or to share something with someone or whatever it is in your life. We can trust Him to know that everything is in His perfect timing. He will never call us to move out or step out or act on something when we're not ready. But He is also a great coach. He knows when we're ready before we know we're ready. It's just a beautiful journey and exploration with Him. And as He starts to reveal who I really am in Him, that's what's on my heart today to share with you. If you tend to be an overthinker like me, yet you know you're really hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, you know it's the truth, and God is guiding you to act on something, I encourage you to take a step out, one baby step at a time, and see what happens. And the Lord will let you know as you go. That's what He promises me, is that as you step out, you might not see everything, but as you keep walking, you're going to see the horizon. You're going to see what I'm showing you. And then He'll let you know as you go. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and He will guide your path. So we can trust that He's with us. So whatever you're overthinking, ruminating over, where you know it's to the point of your brain and that hamster wheel cycle of thinking it over and over again, give it to God. Just say, take this from me and help me with this, Lord, and see where God takes you in your heart and shows you and grows you as He speaks to you. So it's so much an adventure with the Lord, and that's what makes it so fun. So cheers to that. And with that, another part of this episode is at Talk at the Table is a food and wine pairing. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a non-alcoholic wine today. My allergies over the past month have really been crazy. I'm highly allergic to tree pollen, and even taking things to help me, it just gets to the point where every day is a day at a time. So anything that releases histamines into my body, and that would be wine or cheese or certain foods, I've been eating really clean and have not had any wine with alcohol in it. And so I've been on this awesome journey of exploring non-alcoholic wines, and I found one that is amazing. And so I will be sharing with you about that one brand today, along with the Cobb salad from the Red Grape in Sonoma that my husband and I will be pairing it with. The name of the non-alcoholic wine is called Lights 1-2-0. It's a sparkling rosé. It comes in the cutest pink can, and it is 250-milliliter size of a can. So the packaging is super cute. It's a 4-pack bundle. I bought the Lights non-alcoholic sparkling rosé at Palm Cider Shop in Sonoma. They have a great selection of non-alcoholic wines, and they have ciders, and it's just a fabulous place. They have beautiful natural wines. That's my new favorite place in Sonoma to buy wines, and the owners are so nice, and it's just a lovely place to go and visit with friends or family or solo, because the owners are super friendly, so you can definitely carry on a conversation with them. But the Lights non-alcoholic sparkling rosé is from the Rheingau region in Germany, and Weingut Eins Lights is the wine producer, who is pretty renowned. And this rosé, this sparkling rosé, is made from Pinot Noir grapes that are macerated for 6 hours, and then they're pressed to create this beautiful lush play of red flavors a alcoholic wine would be, right? But in the non-alcoholic wine, the alcohol is removed through a process such as reverse osmosis or vacuum distillation. So the alcohol is actually removed from the wine. This wine, the Lights, it's hard to tell that the alcohol was actually removed. I have tasted some non-alcoholic wines that it's just not worth drinking it at all. You know, might as well just have a nice sparkling water, an Olipop, which is one of my favorite drinks. You know, something that is non-alcoholic that tastes good. So, you know, there have been some throughout my journey that they taste like a really flat wine, like just not pleasant at all. So the sparkling rosé by Lights, it's hard to tell there isn't any alcohol in it. It's so bright, and I love how they made it sparkling, which helps kind of raise that wine up and make it more like a wine with alcohol would taste. So they did a really good job. My husband loved it. He doesn't drink a lot of wine with me. He has a beer every now and then, but we've been sharing the non-alcoholic sparkling rosé by Lights over the past few weeks, and it's been really nice to share wine with him. So that's been fun. And we actually love the Cobb salad at the Red Grape in Sonoma. And we order it and we share it. It's like $17. It's very, very good. It's packed with smoked turkey, tomato, avocado, bacon, hard-boiled egg, romaine, balsamic vinaigrette, and you can add a little gorgonzola to it. It comes with gorgonzola. We've been laying off the cheese a little bit, but the gorgonzola is so good on it as well. And the Cobb salad with the sparkling rosé was so good together. So I highly recommend that as a pairing. Go to the Poem Cider Shop and you will find the Lights non-alcoholic sparkling rosé, and then go around the corner to the Red Grape and grab a Cobb salad and hey, a pizza too. This sparkling rosé will pair perfect with pizzas and salads, and it's wonderful for summertime coming up. So chill it, pack it in your bag. You can carry it anywhere with you and enjoy some good non-alcoholic wine. And I am loving the benefits of having a break from the alcohol and wine. And it's been really nice. So I'm looking forward to having a glass of wine again. But for now, this is just fantastic. And it is a glass of wine as well. So it's not just about the alcohol and the wine. It's just that the alcohol and the wine, oftentimes, it's what gives it its beautiful body and just raises it up, elevates the fruit. And, you know, there's a whole balance to it all. So there is a purpose for how wine is made. So that's what I want to share for my food and wine pairing today for you all. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Wait a minute while I overthink this. Check us out. My friend Krista and I are on @GodFoodWine on Instagram. And our website is godfoodwine.com. So not only do we meet as women, we have God Food Wine gatherings where we share good food and wine, and we pray and support and encourage one another in the Lord and just have a wonderful time being together. But now God Food Wine has also expanded into a business where we host boutique food and wine events in the San Francisco Bay Area. Check us out online and you can look at our packages and what we offer. We'd love to host your boutique food and wine experience this year. And if you would like to come to our women's gathering, if you are a woman who needs support and encouragement, maybe you've moved to a new town and you haven't met anyone yet, and you would like to find a tribe of friends, let me know, let Krista know. You can reach out for us, DM us @GodFoodWine, you can also email us at cheers@godfoodwine.com, cheers@godfoodwine.com. And we believe in the power of prayer and hearing what the Holy Spirit has to say to us and through us, and support one another and encourage one another and build one another up. So if you have any prayer requests too, we would love to hear them. We believe in the power of miracle working prayer. And just remember to breathe today. You can always sink back and rest in the Holy Spirit. Just sink back in God and know that you are beautiful and loved. All right, my friends, have a beautiful, wonderful day, and we'll talk soon. See you around the table of God Food Wine.